Visit MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games and now introducing live blackjack, roulette, and casino hold'em. These are so much fun. Modo always has generous jackpots, free spins, and exciting promotions. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MODO.US.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
It's a pleasure to go to my colleague Conrad Black, writing for the National Post, a distinguished biographer, to review the Canadian presentation at the Oval Office and what is to be done for the new premier, who continues as premier, the central banker Mark Carney, now the prime minister of our closest and dearest and happiest neighbor, Canada. We begin with the presentation in the Oval Office. Well done. Not for sale. I agree. So we turn to what needs to be done. Conrad, a very good evening to you. During the campaign, there were questions, and I start with prosperity, growth, growing the GDP. You have provided numbers, I don't recall them immediately, to show that while the U.S. grew over the last X number of years, Canada didn't quite flatline but has not kept up. The conservatives' position, I know from Mr. Podevra, was, let's go. Is that still true? And is Mr. Carney ready to greet the Canada with a growth in the GDP? Good evening to you.
Yeah, good evening to you, John. Yes, I think we've got some hopeful signs here. First of all, as many of your listeners would have seen, the meeting between the Prime Minister and President Trump did go very well from both the, you know, from the perspective of both countries, I think, cordial meeting. And there are signs that, and this would be accentuated by the fact that this is a minority government, and whereas the previous Justin Trudeau government could easily make a deal with the third party, the New Democrats, or a Democratic Socialist Party, and they had a substantial number of MPs, and they just had to concert things between themselves, and it was as stable as if they had a majority. Well, that's changed. The most of the New Democratic vote went to the Liberals, and even at that, they only squeaked in just ahead of the Conservatives. So it's a tighter and less secure situation for the government. And in these circumstances, in addition to that rod on their back, so they have to be a little careful in policy terms, the indication from the new prime minister is that his views are well known, but he's quite prepared to put his views on the back burner and do what the provincial premiers and the political polling in the country indicate is generally desired. So although he doesn't like pipelines because he doesn't like use of fossil fuels, he has said very clearly that he intends to build more pipelines so we can export more gas and oil. It's a nonsensical situation, as you know, that with next to the United States and Saudi Arabia, the greatest oil reserves in the world, we're importing oil in eastern Canada rather than building a pipeline from the west to supply eastern Canada with our own oil. And he says he will change that. And so I think from the standpoint of those of us who want economic growth and really an effort to regain our momentum economically, that's a good thing. So at this point, there are green shoots of hope, but we just have to wait and see what he does.
In the United States, another way of approaching prosperity and growth is deregulation and tax reform. Is that in train?
There is certainly a lot of the country that is in favor of it. The Conservatives ran just one point behind the Liberals in the popular vote, and that's the Liberals when most of the third party vote that was traditional there was added to them, which means that the authentic small C Conservatives are about the same size as the small L Liberals. So that would be the logical thing to do, is to throw some raw meat to the Conservatives. I would hope he'd do that, but he hasn't indicated yet whether he will.
We move to energy. You've already talked about pipelines, but there's much more to it. There's the riches of Alberta. Now, Conrad, the premier of Alberta, Ms. Smith, has said that they're, I paraphrase, they're tired of being treated as not being treated well by the eastern part of the country. I don't know if that's accurate or not. I believe that's a paraphrase of what she said. And she wants
It's accurate in that she's referring to the capital of the country, the federal government. She has no grievance against it's not like the southern states and the northern states 150 years ago. She has no grievance against the people in Quebec or Ontario or the provincial governments in those provinces. Her grievance is with the federal government. If the capital of the country was in Vancouver Island, she wouldn't be talking about the East, she'd be talking about the West. But so as long as your listeners understand, she does have a very legitimate complaint with the federal government. It's not with Eastern Canada, it's just the capital of the country happens to be in Eastern Canada.
And in order to solve that, is Mark Carney the man? Because Paul Everett clearly was the man. He's a man from Alberta.
Yeah, and he's from Alberta, and because he didn't win his own district, he's entering Parliament again from Alberta. Well, that's the $64 question. And in quoting Danielle Smith, as you did, you're quoting from remarks she made about what they expect from the new federal government. I mean, it's not exactly a new government, but a new prime minister. She's waiting to see what he does, as we are. But my impression is that while he's always been terribly preoccupied with the rather extreme view of climate change, he's not a stupid man, and he has shown that he's reasonably flexible in what he's prepared to say. So I think there's room for hope that we will not get just a kind of reflexive, dogmatic policy that impoverishes the country because of some will-o'-the-wisp of climate concern.
Immigration and housing are one issue together. The Conservatives spoke to it all the time. Has Mr. Carney spoken to it?
Yes, he has been a great advocate of an immigration policy that builds towards the goal of making Canada a country of 100 million people, another 30 years or something. But he has said quite clearly that we have to do a much, much better job of creating and inciting and incentivizing the conditions that lead to a rapid increase in housing so that as the population goes up, there's the housing that they can inhabit and live in without inferior living conditions or excessive upward cost pressures in housing. It almost turfed them right out of government, and I think they got that message clearly.
National security. We need icebreakers. We need bases in the north. We need participation in NATO, vigorous. Now, Canada's record is unblemished. Is Carney going to provide?
I believe on this one there's practically an all-party consensus and a very heavy public relations support for everywhere, all regions and all categories of the population accept that Canada should not be a laggard in the Western Alliance. We should pull our weight. All Canadians are proud of our military history. We've never been in an unjust war. We've always been on the winning side, and our men have always, done honor to themselves. So, we're a peace-loving country, but we recognize that a strong defense is a good thing, and we don't have it right now. So I think that one, all the omens are good there.
Mark Carney, conservative. Conrad Black of the National Post, writing of the ambition of the new premier. I'm John Matt.
Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
Whoa, John, what are you playing?
I only spin on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players, free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
This Mother's Day, wrap her in love with Minky Couture. Give mom the softest hug ever with one of our luxurious cozy blankets. The perfect way to say, you are cherished, you are loved. From movie nights to quiet moments just for her, Minky Couture makes every day feel extra special. Shop now at MinkyCouture.com or stop by one of our stores to find the perfect blanket for the perfect mom. Minky Couture, wrap her in love this Mother's Day.